approval is up from our last one, it was 54, it's 56. So it's solid still. The interesting thing is awareness of McGovern's plan to end the war in Vietnam on television was 62, which is pretty high. It's part of the course, it's not super high. Like your May 8th was 80 of it. But then we asked our usual favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, you know, question. The very favorable was 12, where your May 8th by comparison was 34.
Yeah, that was not true.
Okay, take
what was the others?
Take part for our course, runs at about 25, very favorable.
It's rather high.
Mm-hmm. Like the busing announcement was 25. Vietnam, January 26th was 25th was 29. The economic announcement last August was 27.
Yeah. Okay, you got 12.
You got 12 very favorable and 23 somewhat favorable for a total of 35 favorable at all. 20 somewhat unfavorable and 38 very unfavorable for a total of 58 unfavorable. The guy
losing it.
Sure.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I totally share your view about that thing this morning, and I know that from having Dr. Colson he was the one apparently that was pressing it. He among other government was pressing it, so he said that he argued it was high risk. But it was one of those things we should have done. As it turned out, going over there.
As it turned out, yeah, but that isn't the way we should make that kind of decision.
Why it is.
Vietnam shipping heroin to the U.S. 37-29 agree. 34.
That charge all went through. That's why.
proven that the charges against the president's reelection committee commit espionage and sabotage are more or less likely, 21%, less likely, 69%, no effect.
69.
69.
21 would be the government.
Sure, they are.
So. Thank you.
he thinks if they keep